The KDKA Morning News
with Larry Richard and John Shumway.
This is the voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA. It is 8:38. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway with the burning question, what's in your attic?
I'll tell you what, this whole story about the mint condition baseball cards being discovered is going to create, you know how many people are going to be looking and trying to find?
You know, attics all over the place are going to get cleaned out.
You're going to be hearing, if you haven't already, a lot about this story. This may be the rarest baseball collection ever found, and we've got the guy.
Carl Kistner joins us from Defiance, Ohio. Carl, good morning and welcome to KDKA.
Good morning, Larry and John.
Hey, question for you. Take us back. Tell us the story. This house was in the family, and you're getting to the point where, okay, it's time to clean it out, and you're in the attic. What happens?
Basically, it was my grandparents' marital home. My grandfather was a local butcher, had a butcher shop, and he sold bits and pieces of other things, candy, canned goods. He probably gave these away as a promo. And what he didn't give away, he stuck in the attic, probably to use them at a later time, and forgot about them. The house never left the family. It transferred to my aunt, who basically just stored stuff in it. And when she passed away, I got the dubious honor of cleaning it out. And my cousin Carla and myself were in the attic cleaning it out. And we moved to the next stack of boxes and take off the dollhouse and check it out. Pretty neat. Open up the next box, and Carla looks at it and says, "Carl, what is this?" And as we now know, it was the E98 baseball card in pristine condition, just preserved for 100 years in a linens box.
Now, immediately, did you know you had something?
When we first looked at it, no. Actually, we thought they were quite weird. They're smaller than today's baseball cards, and this particular series had no stats on them, just the pitcher, the name, and on the back was collect all 30 players. So we had really, when we first opened the box, had no clue what we were looking at.
But as you thought about it, and then you saw some of the names, Ty Cobb, Cy Young, Honus Wagner, when did you know, wait a minute, maybe this is something?
We pulled it out of the attic and got it in better light, and we started reading the names, and we went, okay, this is either nothing or it is seriously something. And we covered the box back up and started doing a little bit of research on the internet, and that took us about 2 days to lock in on what we had. And at that point, it was, okay, time to get these things moved to a safety deposit box.
So you move them to a safety deposit box, and eventually you hook up with a collector. Now, was there some nervousness when you get a real expert in to look at these things to confirm what you thought?
Well, what we did is we connected with Heritage Auctions out of Dallas, Texas. And they're the number one auction house for sports memorabilia in the country. And we sent them a sample, 8 cards, to Pete Calderon, and had him on the phone when he opened the box. We had put a note on the box, you call us before you open it. And just his expression over the phone told us that what we had was real.
Wait a minute, you were willing to send 8 of these through public conveyance? I mean, I would have driven them to this guy and said, look at this.
Well, actually, we sent them overnight FedEx insured.
Yeah, good idea.
How much were they insured for?
We insured that particular box of 8 cards for $200,000.
Oh, okay. Well, that's smart. Sounds like you catch on quick, Carl. What do you do for a living?
I actually run a restaurant tavern in Defiance, Ohio.
All right, so at this point, how much could these cards be worth? I mean, have you gotten anybody to give you a really good estimate?
Heritage has done a good job of putting an estimate on it for us. This is an estate, so there are taxes and that sort of thing to deal with, the legal side of the estate. And the estimated value is for the entire collection of cards is approximately $2.8 million. Now, that gets divided by all of the heirs of the estate.
Oh, no, no. Didn't you find these in your attic, Carl?
Isn't it finders keepers?
Yeah. Yeah, that comes down to the old question. What would you do if you found something of great value? I can answer that question.
Yeah, well, how many, I mean, if you split it, I mean, $3 million to anybody is a nice, that's a nice payday.
How many heirs?
20.
All right, so
20, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. So you getting people coming out of the woodwork on you? I mean, relatives?
No. Not relatives, because if you're not listed in the will, sorry.
kiss it goodbye.
No adoptions, huh?
No adoptions.
All right, well, then, I understand. So next month, the first batch goes up for auction, and then you're going to hang on to some of them and kind of, to not flood the market, they'll be, I guess, dispersed over the next several years.
The family created a consortium to handle the cards so that they are handled correctly, and we gave an exclusive to handle them for us. Obviously, our knowledge of cards is minimal by comparison to them, and we did not wish to flood the market, actually hurt people, and we had no desire to hurt anyone.
Well, you're not hurting anyone. This is fantastic. It's one of those fantasy kind of stories that everybody hopes will happen to them, and it's happened to you.
Carl, what are you going to do with your $140,000?
Well, I have 6 children.
Oh, that answers that.
Oh, that's that. That'll last you the weekend.
Pretty much. It's called college fund.
Well, thanks for taking time, because you really are a bigger story than the All-Star game at this point.
I'm not sure about that, but
well, enjoy your, I think it'll be more than 15 minutes of fame, but it's a great, great story, and congratulations to you.
Thank you. You have a wonderful morning.
And what was your aunt's name?
My aunt was Jean.
Aunt Jean. I think, I'm aunt pretty Jean. Sure we're related.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure, let me check the archive right here.
All right. Call me on that.
Yeah.
All right, Carl. Have a great day. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Man, that's fantastic.
That's fun stuff.
It really is.